Welcome back to Cyber Defense TV. I'm your host, Gary Malevsky, and the publisher of Cyber Defense Magazine. I have a very special guest sitting in the hot seat today, Dror Lever, who is the co-founder and chief security officer of Coronet, which is CORO.net. He's going to tell you something amazing, and it doesn't cost you anything. If you're a mid-market company and you need enterprise-grade security, you're going to get it from him. Let's learn more. Dror, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So this sounds amazing. I mean, most people, I've heard of Dropbox, and I've used it for free, and then I upgraded, I paid a little money. Tell us about how your system works, and is there the upgrade path for spending a little money? Give us kind of the lay of the land.
So first of all, the reason we came up with our model and our product, or actually the service, was to bring enterprise-grade security to anybody who needs security. There is a big security gap that is happening in the market today. The large Fortune 500s can spend tons and tons of money, have big staff, team members, lots of IT and ITSEC folks that are working for them. And then the mid-market or the smaller companies just can't afford it, can't afford the staff, don't have the staff, and also can't deal with the complexity of having true end-to-end security, because normally that brings together multiple different products, multiple different teams.
So let me give you an example. A mid-market company, maybe they're in manufacturing, and they've got a lot of sales guys out in the field with their tablets and their smartphones logging into Salesforce, and we're afraid that their phones might get infected. Or there might be a guest who wants to get on my network with his device, and there's a BYOD dilemma. And I don't have the staff to manage that, and I haven't bought all these NAC appliances and wireless routers and all. I don't really understand how to get them on easily. There's single sign-on issues, there's DLP issues, there's BYOD, there's a lot of issues. What do you do to solve those problems?
That's a great question. So from our perspective, there are two big problems out there. One is called access control, meaning who should have access to my stuff, my data, my applications. And then once they're in the applications, what are they allowed to do? When they're in there, who are they allowed to share with, what data they're allowed to put in, what data are they allowed to take out. From an access control perspective, the world has become actually more complex, because where in the past, let's say, a user would have used a device that was owned by the company and was connected to a LAN that was managed by the company, today that user is using a BYOD device that they've bought on their own. They're connected to a Wi-Fi network at a Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And they're accessing a cloud service that is not in the domain of the organization. So it's unmanaged, unmanaged. And what we've done was we basically gave them the ability, our customers, the ability to completely manage the entire process. So they can control the access, making sure that the device that the user is using is safe, that the network that the user is using is safe, and that the user is indeed the user and not somebody who commandeered their credentials.
How much do I have to pay to get this service? Is it an add-on?
Well, actually, the entire service, everything I've described, meaning ensuring that you do access control across the users, the devices, and the networks, and everything to do in the cloud, where we call it threat prevention and DLP and collaboration control, all of this comes at a huge price tag of zero.
That's great.
Then, if you want to upgrade to a paid version, it's still extremely economical. So we're looking at a list price of $8 per user per month. Mm-hmm. For all of the security. And if you're an organization that only uses core services like Office 365 or the G Suite or Dropbox and Box, then it's truly free and will remain free. If you want to add on additional services, then that's where we start charging some money.
And your prices are so low. I mean, you're going to give these mid-market players a chance to not have to hire and build their own SOC and have this huge security team.
Absolutely.
And as you said, I mean, I've seen Bank of America talk about spending $500 million a year on this stuff because they're always under attack. Mid-market is a soft underbelly where they're always attacked and they don't even know it because they don't have the right tools in place. And then if they go down, it could harm their company to put them out of business even.
Actually, the statistics show a pretty grim picture. So a smaller organization that gets hit with a cyber attack that is aggressive, mm-hmm, will go out of business within 6 months.
Within 6 months.
60% of small businesses that get hit go out of business within 6 months. And the reason is they don't have the capacity to bounce back. So if a very large organization gets hit, they have cyber insurance, they have a lot of money to recover, they have
warm sites and hot sites and redundancy.
Exactly. A small organization that gets hit ends up with a $1 million loss or something like that, that's the end of that business.
Well, I think we've covered everything, and what I'd like to do, first I want to thank you for an amazing interview.
Thank you very much.
And I want to tell our viewers, if you're in the mid-market and you just don't have the staff to do all these amazing things, you don't even have to pay for it. And maybe one day you'll pay him a little extra, and maybe he'll add some services we want. But, you know, Coro.net, Coronet is a great company to visit. Try them out. Sign up. I'm just so impressed and thrilled, and I think they're going to be a big player. So thank you again, and stay tuned for another wonderful episode of Cyber Defense TV.